WI Radio Sports Authorities on Mike. Sports Authorities Worldwide. CKIWI Radio. We all love our sports authorities.
Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, yes, indeedy. Here we are once again in Studio B, where there is no ice except for in our bourbon drink today.
Boy, and that drink is tasting really good today.
Yes, welcome. Welcome to the Detroit Sports Authorities here on CKIWI Radio 76. John Sarver here along with our sport director, Mark Milicek. I just noticed we don't have sound. The sound kind of goes away. Well, we don't have the backstop here.
We're missing somebody today.
Yeah, I mean, it's the acoustics are strangely different. I've got to find something here. Anyways, welcome to the Sports Authorities, the only sports show not bought and paid for by anybody, so we can tell everybody to kiss this. And we can because we don't have the FCC here. We do have the DMCA that we do follow those rules to a little bit. So look out, the language may get a little salty. And if it does, get a margarita. Okay.
or a bourbon.
Yeah. Ooh. We do have the highest standards here. We have the Call Kenny Studios, who is calling somebody far away now. He's stuck on some he's stuck in Detroit, he says.
Well, he might be home now.
Yeah, no, he said something about Woodward he was on.
We're just
trying to get warm.
We're just trying to figure out what's on Woodward. maybe he was trying to do a story on an on-site
deep undercover
at
the Motel 6 down there. He'll keep the light on for you.
No. Maybe he was doing some reporting at Pizza Where or something.
Okay, that's where he's at. He's down there with the Kid Rock place and all that fun that's down there. Jeez, okay. Oh, that's right. We've got to tell you that all of our opinions here today are just our own and right. Nobody else's. So don't bug us.
If you do bug us, we'll just rip you with the highest standards possible.
That's right. We have the power of the mic here. You don't. At best, you have the power of the attorney. Whereupon which we hit the nuclear button.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. John's got the
yes,
little
I do.
And he'll just beep you out or throw a bomb on you or something.
Oh, I'll bomb you to death.
Yeah, see, there you go. See, you give us a hard time, we'll bomb you.
Give it a hard time. I'm going to bend over and there you go. That's what I think of your opinion.
Or we'll just give you a Caesar Supreme. There you go.
There you is.
One Caesar Supreme to go, please.
There you is.
See, we can fight back.
Don't mess with us. Bottom
right.
line.
We there got go. The power here.
That's right. We almost have season tickets to Jimmy John Field with the emphasis on almost. Did you see today? You paid $100, you got four tickets, a cupcake, and a rose. Okay. Why?
Boy, that.
That's awful.
that doesn't sound like a very good deal.
No, because we're thinking about it's like okay, what are you going to see the East Side Hoppers versus the Birmingham Bloomfield Bean Brains? You know, it's like okay.
My God, you can do well. Okay, you can spend $100 and go see that, or you can go see the garbage down at Comerica Park. Oh, that's a big choice.
Yeah, wait a minute. Now, when you put it that way, that cupcake looks pretty good.
It, At Comerica Park, they're not going to give you a cupcake. They're going to give you a Caesar Supreme.
I'm trying to figure out. Do I want to pay $25 to see below single A ball ahead? I mean, the good thing that Jimmy John's Field has about it is it's a cool place.
Right.
Period. It's a great place to visit once. But when all the teams are incestual inside of them, you know, they're all like the Washington Generals. They don't have any personality spread. I mean, it's like going to see a play every day. Nobody is coming in. It's stupid. You know, you don't care who wins. You don't cheer for anybody. You know, you don't know anybody on the team.
There's not like a hometown favorite.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the whole thing about sports, is that other folks come in. I've never seen a sporting league that has that the owner owns all four teams. So I guess we wouldn't rig anything. Or, you know, the changing of everything that was coming in. You know, the people coming in, coming out. I mean, the tryouts and stuff. It's a beautiful idea. It really is. Mm-hmm. But it's a great place to visit once. And then that's about, I don't know how you would get excited. I don't know how people buy season tickets.
Put it this way. If you wouldn't buy season tickets to the Tigers,
yeah,
you wouldn't buy season tickets here.
Yeah, because I don't know any, I've never seen anybody like look around, well, except for one person that had like an Eastside Hopper shirt. You know, how much penetration has it made at even Utica? The beautiful thing about it is it helped downtown Utica, I think, immensely.
It probably helped the businesses and, you know.
Hopefully the restaurants there.
Right.
I mean, it's a brilliant layout. It's right against the Little River. It's right next to the cop station, so there ain't going to be no problems there. You know, there's a couple of bars in walking distance.
Right.
You know, as long as they didn't jack their prices up any.
It's right next to the freeway.
Yeah. Oh, it's easy. Get on and get off. Oh, yeah. 696. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it's a nice little park. I don't know why they don't poke them out more. I mean, really, it's a brown field, and I don't know how much money that guy got to, you know, they almost gave him the land, you know, because there was a condo development that was starting there. It looked creepy at the end, too, man, because they built like four, you know, models, and they were like busted out. I mean, it was going to be big money until I think they figured out that the land was kind of icky. You know, so what a brilliant thing to put, you know, a small baseball stadium in this little dinky area, you know, with, I think they still have dirt parking there or whatever. But it's still, I mean, parking's easy. It's free. They don't, I mean, you think about it. You could have two people go get some really nice tickets at Jimmy John's for just how much it would cost you to park at Big Ripoff Arena, you know.
At Comerica Park, yep, that's right.
Or Little Caesars.
And see, at Jimmy John's, you're seeing single-A ball. At Comerica Park, you might be seeing double-A ball.
Maybe.
So weigh your options, okay?
Yeah, and it's a longer drive and everything. I mean, it's cool to see the pros and stuff, but, you know, when they still cue the circus music when they come out of the dugout in the first inning, you know, you're not going to see, you know, prime time.
Yeah, or, I mean, if you want to pay that extra money just so you can ride the carousel,
or get something delicious to eat,
right? Or the don't they have a Ferris wheel too?
Yeah, again, they look like little baseballs. Yeah. But I mean, if you have time to go on a Ferris wheel in like the fourth or fifth inning when it's 7-2 and not you in the lead,
well, see, that's what I'm saying. See, if you're gonna buy the tickets. And you're going to spend time on the Ferris wheel and do all that other crap.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just wait for the local, you know, circus or whatever to show up in your neighborhood and go there.
You know what we got to do? We got to take a look at Ford Field, and we should probably call Patty about this one. It's because I'm thinking that anything that the Illichesses have their fingers on in the sport realm is the biggest fucking gouges you've ever seen. I've never, ever seen parking $45. Ever. And considering that, how much tax money, hundreds of millions of dollars of tax money, they gave to these guys to build this thing. And what did we get out of the deal? Gouge City, man. I mean, how many people can afford to go? That's why you see all those Van Halen seats all over the place, those black ones, you know?
Yeah, so when they look filled.
Yeah. I mean, when you have to, like, really sit down and have a corporate meeting of how can we make an illusion on TV that people are actually sitting there, you know? I mean, you got something horrendous.
The other day, not this past Pistons game, but the Pistons game before at home, they had the cameraman on the floor under the basket, and he sort of panned up into the crowd.
Saw nobody up there.
And I'm like, damn, there's not one person in the upper bowl.
Is there a game on?
Yeah, and I'm like, how are the Pistons making any money because there's not anybody in the upper bowl of Pizza Pizza Arena? I mean, if anybody's buying tickets, they're in the lower bowl. So, I mean, I don't know how many seats are in the lower bowl compared to the upper bowl. But if you're only filling, let's say you're only filling the lower bowl, how much money can you be making?
Here's the idea. You're getting TV revenue, and anything that Illich has ever touched, you know, it's like, look, we'll let you get out from underneath the palace, because it took a bunch of money to run the palace. You had palace, you had lights, you had construction, you had, you know, human beings there that you kind of paid $375 an hour. You had upkeep on the stuff. The owner of the Pistons walked away from all that. You know, all of that. Plus, he makes the money. He didn't even build that building. So he makes some money sooner or later, you know. And then all he has to do is, I mean, it's all Illich people in there. It's Illich's roof. It's Illich's, you know, they get parking. Some, I would assume, some of the high-priced eat and drink, you know.
And the thing about it is, too, is
it's almost pure profit for the Pistons.
The people that are in the suites, they have to pay for the Pistons suites. You know, you don't get that included in the whole package for the whole season. You know, you have to buy the Red Wing package suites. You have to buy the Pistons suites. You have to buy the concerts package for the suites. And, you know, it's all a la carte now. Not like at Joe Louis Arena where you have the suite, you get everything that's included.
Or the palace, too, at one time.
Right.
Everything was included. It's Illich is such a fucking money grab, you know? I mean, Jesus God, the old man was dumb as fuck. But Chris, no wonder why he doesn't go out in public. You know, why would he want to do that when they go, oh, look at that's the guy that gouges everybody who can't. You know, think about this. This is the downtime for the Wings, the Tigers, and the Pistons, which Illiches all have their fingers in all of them if they don't own them outright. What happens when they start winning? Where do those prices go?
Yeah, that $45 parking spot just went to
$60. Yet people do it out of fear, though. They go, well, we'll pay the $45 because this way we don't have to walk down through Detroit. Here's the cool thing about Little Ripoff Arena is that the people who actually man the place, you know, the worker folks, nice as hell.
Right.
I mean, very helpful, very, I mean, they got it down. It was almost like the palace's first couple of years. I mean, they were trained by Disney. I mean, how to make people, you know, you ask them a question, they know exactly where to go. They'll take you as opposed to pointing, oh, you go down there, turn left, you know, kind of thing. There seems like when we went down, you and I went down, there seemed to be a whole lot of cops all over the place. Okay.
Right.
But what do you do in a February 3rd kind of night down there at, you know, a Little Ripoff Arena? I mean, with snow and cold and all that shit, are you really going to walk that far away?
You know? Yeah, because none of those places are really close. You have to park.
None of them are.
You pay $45 and then you have to walk 4 blocks, 5 blocks, 6 blocks, depending on where you park.
Yeah. Or you pay $25 and you park by Co-America, and that's still a hell of a trudge. You know, I mean, it's cold out there, kiddies. That's the reason why the auto show is going to June. You know, and those people didn't even have that much of a walk. You know, I can't imagine. Well, if they're true fans, they will. Bullshit, they will. You know, the only people that kind of go are not the millennials. You know?
Here they are, folks.
You know? Yeah, and a good thing about the Joe Louis Arena was, you know, they had a stop for the people mover.
Yeah, you know, and you
and Little Caesars Arena don't have a stop for the you know the people mover, so you can't even get anywhere. The people mover is useless for that.
It was the best layout because people would get on in Geektown or somewhere else. You would park right there in the structure, hop on the mugger mover, boop, there you go. And then you'd, like, hop right out. It was brilliant.
Right.
Brilliant. I mean, and then this way, the people went to Greektown and stuff. I mean, why do you think they put a casino in Greektown? You know, because it was, like, one of the best ways to get in, get on. You know? I mean, and it cost you $10. You were already far away. You're closer to I-75, you know, to park.
Right.
And then you were already, because, man, if you parked over there by Joe Louis, I'll give myself a woo on that one.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
It was it's a traffic jam trying to get in and get out, you know, let alone. So I think what they're doing is that they may have eventually a trolley going there, but how many people can you put on the trolley?
Right.
You know, and it's still in the open air. You know, the trolley, I don't remember being enclosed. Maybe it is. You know, but that's kind of stupid. And even if you did, the trolley only goes 3 miles. Okay. I mean, that's kind of no. And yet all the other ripoff artists around Detroit have figured out, you know, charge them $35. You know, well, at least it's not $45, you know, right, if you want to walk a little bit. I mean, and it's so ragtagged, you know, little park here, little park there, little park, little, anywhere there's a flat land, there's, you know, or someone's house. You know, it's like, and I feel comfortable parking my Maybach there. Why? You don't.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, okay. There's no other way of getting, you know, any other place to park anywhere near Little Ripoff Arena.
Yeah.
So we're just going to charge you up the ass.
Yeah.
Either you park here or you find someplace else to park.
Yeah, and how much do you feel safe? You know, I mean, Detroit by far has got a lot better in the last couple of years. It's still inbred in most people. This look left, look right, look left, look right. You know, I'm not sure that people, well, you could walk Ferndale for 3 miles. But then again, why do you want to walk 3 miles? You're right. Going there to be entertained, to have a fine night. You know, you're going to be 3 miles in, 3 miles out. It's snow, slush, cold wind, God knows what, you know.
Well, when you're paying that amount of money, you know, especially if you're paying $150, $200 a ticket.
Yeah, no kidding.
Why do you, you know, it, you know, people nowadays, if they're going to pay that amount of money, they want a little bit for their money. You know?
Make it value added. I mean, people have already seen the arena. You knew the first year you're going to get all the curiosity folks.
Right.
You know? And then that still, you knew damn well that you wanted to put a bullet through a head when you heard, well, the people are on the concourse and that's why they're not sitting. They like to see the view from on TV. You know, you drove all the way down to Little Ripoff Arena. You paid $45 to park. You paid $100 for the ticket. So you're $150 out just to get there and you want to watch it on TV? No, there was nobody there, you asses. You know, and for you to lie like that and all that, you could go to Washington, frankly. You know, it's just like, look, Illich, Chris was the wrong guy or the wrong family or whatever. It shows that no one family or one owner should own more than one team, you know, because he doesn't give a fuck. He's almost like the old lady. As long as it breaks even, and then they're not even breaking even. I couldn't, I mean, because everybody thinks, well, it's all about ticket sales. No, it's all about TV money. And I don't think NHL TV money is incredible. NBA is.
Yeah, and you know, football.
Yeah, football is. And so, okay, so the Fords don't give a damn. And again, that we've shown many, many, many times, they could sell 10 tickets a year and break even, you know, and not lose money because of all the TV revenue coming in.
Right.
You know, and again, with the NHL, with the NFL, it doesn't matter if you are number one and won the Super Bowl, or you're the worst team in the league, you still get that separate amount. So you don't even have to work hard to make the money. Okay. Works yep. out. You know, well, the stadium doesn't get the money. Well, yeah. Duh. You know, but then again, you didn't have to pay anybody to be there. I mean, what are they doing in Ford Field? I mean, at one time, this was going to be like this huge entertainment complex, and it was supposed to be better than the Silver Dome, and, you know.
They're having the what do you call it, the monster trucks?
They're going to have it there?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, monster trucks. There's gonna be more action with the monster trucks than they did in football season.
Is that like still a thing?
I don't know. Grave digger
and all that stuff.
Yeah, they still get. Yeah, I just saw a commercial on it. I don't know, yesterday or the day before.
Okay. So, and how much are tickets?
starting at $15.
Really? But you don't. You know. I mean, it's just like those NBA tickets, like those Piston tickets, $15 each, but you got to buy two.
Yeah, but that's starting at $15. That's probably the ones that are, you know.
Bring your hanky.
Yeah, bring your, you know, Hubble telescope.
Yeah, but you know what? It might be a brilliant idea because of what you just said earlier today. Because, I mean, if they're trying to make it look like the place is somewhat filled, it's like, look, all you people in the bleeds, come on down. You know, second period, come on down. Fill in these seats right here. It might be a brilliant thing to do.
Yeah, but then you can't tell that cameraman to pan up to the second level because there would not one freaking person up there.
But, I mean, everybody that's scattered all over the place, you know. I mean, at one time, the Tigers had, I would assume all the sports, had full-time people calling people to get season tickets. That was their gig, you know, and that would be their own representative, and they would know, blah, 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 you know. But now, I can't imagine. How would you get on the blower and say, hey, look, I need you. I mean, it's $2,000 to get a season A singular season ticket, depending on your package, over at Jimmy John Field. $2,000, you know. So what is it for any kind of seat that's, because we sat in Little Ripoff Arena, and man, originally where we thought our tickets were, up in the bleeds, at a scary steps.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I thought they would learn their lesson and little, you know, at Joe Louis on the outside.
Right.
This, the design on the inside is not people-friendly.
Oh, no. I mean, it's people-friendly for if you're going to pay those $200, you know, each tickets for the lower level. But for the people sitting up top, not people-friendly.
Yeah, even though lower level, I mean, I was trying to think where all the suites were at that time. But my God, if you're gouging on suite here, suite there, and really to the shame of the Illiches, which I guess evidently don't feel any shame, you know, think about the last couple of years of Joe Louis. That place was a pit, in our humble opinion. I mean, when you have the brown water coming out of our suite.
Yes.
Yeah, that was kind of like maybe you guys should work on it. I mean, a lot of shit looked threadbare. You know, especially up in, it was kind of amazing at one time when they made Joe Louis, they made the suites super up high because they thought this was something, but they didn't want to obstruct the common man seat. And now it's like, screw that. You know, common man doesn't pay as much as these guys. I mean, how much was it for, I wonder if you can rent a suite a game now over it? Because didn't they sign you up for 5 years? Once a little ripoff started?
Yep, and the suite started at, I think, $650,000
per year. Started,
and then you
$650,000.
Yeah, and then you, if you wanted the basketball package, that was an extra $400,000. If you wanted the concert package, that got added on. So your suite
per year,
your suite could, after 5 years,
be $500,000.
Yeah.
Minimalistically.
Yeah.
For how many people? Six?
13.
And you still have to buy food.
That doesn't include food. That doesn't include booze. That doesn't include shit.
Probably, with the Illiches, probably doesn't include parking, you know.
No, you get, I think, 4 parking passes or 3 parking passes or something.
So what, you all have to double in?
Yeah.
God bless. All right, so for $500,000... for 5 years, I can get a badass $300,000 home, furnish it with a badass 82-inch OLED, you know, and have that paid for with a better view, better everything.
Better sound system.
Go there. Yeah, I'll even take a $200,000 home, furnish it, You know, I can have as many people there as I want, not just 13. You know, I mean, the thrill, maybe that's the big deal. The thrill of actually being at a game isn't all that anymore. You know what the thrill is? The thrill is when you're around people and everybody's cheering and stuff. But you can get that at basic bars, since every single bar now is a sport bar.
Right. And pay your $3, $4, $5 a beer.
Maybe.
Or whatever it is. And talk to Joe Schmo that's right next to you.
Yeah.
And have a good time.
Right. I mean, you see that, like, at the Thanksgiving Day Parade down in Detroit. You know, people don't know each other that are standing on Woodward, but yet everybody has a good time. Take that parade away, those people would not even get in the 100 yards from each other. But there's somehow, when everybody gets together, especially when the Tigers are winning, man, everybody was a Tiger fan. Or when the Leafs, my God, they couldn't be winning.
Leafs!
No, wait.
There we go. I feel better now.
Yep. When the Wings were winning and everybody had the little Wings flags on their cars.
Which nobody has anymore.
Nobody drives anymore. Yeah, you got to get the millennials to buy a car.
Yeah, the Uber drivers don't put them up.
Yeah, they don't care. Everybody was a big fan. I mean, look at how many people when Wings won the first Stanley Cup in a long time. Yep, downtown was packed. That place was jammed, man. It's like, wow, how many people took vacation days that day? Because they all want to be together in a communal experience. And that's where the fun is. You know, I mean, if you were watching that New Orleans game at a bar, that would have been a blast. You know, people would be throwing chairs and all kinds of stuff, but
screaming about that call and just in general.
It's the communal. That's why it's more fun to watch things with pals. And people you don't know, but like-minded people, you know. I mean, I don't know how sports bars do it. Because really, maybe 2-3 beers, you know, and that's kind of, then we got to drive home, you know. So how do you guys make money? It's like coffee places, you know, coffee houses. How do you make money? I don't care. But, I mean, think about, if you think the big dance, you know. Think about, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings has that thing sewn up. Whether you go there or you don't, it's drilled in your head. That's the place to go see it. Why? Because they have 4 big screens or whatever, and you can sit there all day and eat wings, and I don't know why you would. Yuck. I mean, after a while, how many wings can you watch? But it's a big communal. It's a very loud place, you know, like most bars are, and that's where the fun part was. Even back in, like, the mid-50s when people didn't have cars. People didn't have TVs. You went down to the corner bar. You went down to Kelsey's, and they had one black and white 25-inch. I mean, if you go to Hamtramck, some of them still do have that, you know. But all those little dive bars, I hate calling them dive bars because they're cool. They're actually fun.
Mm-hmm.
They always have 2 screens, you know, whether it be 232s or whatever. They're always right up against the bar, right up on top, a little bit behind where all the booze is. So people can sit there and talk and don't even know that person. That's right. Why it's fun when you go to Canada and sit for a Leaf game where you can be by your people.
Boo!
You know? I mean, it's got to be a different experience.
Yeah.
As opposed to people go, who's that place? Who's those people? You know?
And I did that last week,
What's
too.
Blue? See, I think that's kind of fun. I think it's cool that you do that. You know?
The people at the other couple tables were laughing when I was describing the game against Washington to my daughter and her friends.
Do you got one of those passport jabby dubs? I mean, one of the license things so you can go over there?
Yeah.
What did you have to do? Bring your driver's license? Or, I mean, your birth certificate? How did you get that?
You just go to the Secretary of State and you fill out a form.
That's it?
Yeah.
And that's how you get to go to Canada?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, and you have to pay $45.
Big deal, but I mean, it's worth 5 years. So for one day of parking, you get to go anywhere in North America. That's kind of cool.
And you can go to Mexico, too.
Olé. But I don't think I'd go to Mexico for a Leaf game.
Boo!
However, if you know who is playing.
I don't know if you want to go to Mexico, period. It's a little dangerous down there.
Well, but you'd be the only one going on the other side of the wall.
I'd be climbing out of the United States. Ah, let me out! Let me out!
All the Mexicans over there are going, what?
They're going, what the hell are you doing? We're trying to get over that way. You're coming the other way.
Dear gringo.
Yeah.
Now you got to go back. What a drag that's got to be.
Hey, you know, look at this jackass. He's trying to get in here.
Senor. Oh, senor.
Senor.
Wrong way.
Hey, you stupid. You stupid.
You're not going into Mexico. You're not going into Canada. El Stupido.
El Stupido.
Which would they normally have that for Holland, but that's the most winningest GM in...
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got that in here. Oh, my God.
Oh, he was all happy. He was like, oh, I'm so proud to be that. It's like the General Manager of the Red Wings is such a fucking fraud, big time fraud.
Oh my god!
All right, let's do that, and then we can get to the biggest fraud of all, and it's not UCLA being in the final. You know, anytime they're anywhere near a college basketball game. All right, what did this bonehead have to say?
Yep. Oh, I didn't put the whole quote in because it was such bullshit. I didn't even want to put it in there.
God, it was like somebody else had to write that for him.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He didn't even realize that one of his friends had to tell him, by the way, that you're within one game of being the all-time winningest general manager.
But here's the story. Jack Adams actually had a division named after him because he was that good. You think Holland's going to... Here's what Holland's going to get named after him. There you go.
They're going to name a pizza at Little Caesars after him. And that's what his name is going to be.
I mean, I wish I had a button here for somebody taking a dump. I mean, just like trying to pass a twisted sardine can out of its ass. You know, screaming and yelling and all kinds of cramps and crap. That's about exactly what Ken Holland is to sport anymore.
Yeah,
he's crap. He's, you know, he had the biggest checkbook ever, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, the Stanley Cups were won when they didn't have a salary cap. Of course he's going to win because it was like, oh, you want $50 million? No problem.
Whatever. Next.
You want 20? Yeah, no problem.
Sign him. Whatever he wants. Yeah. Give him double.
And if you've noticed, ever since there's been a salary cap, has there been any Stanley Cups in Detroit? I don't think so.
I know, and so that's exposed him as a one-trick pony. And then, I mean, when you sign Tutu as your enforcer at 5'3", and you gave him good money, I suppose bad money, you knew this man didn't know his shit at all. I mean, he was exposed because he just couldn't go and say, give me the Cadillac, you know, give me the best. And then at that time, NHL players are going, what? I mean, how the hell did we get Luke Robitaille? You know, how did we get him away from L.A.?
Money.
Yeah, I was going to say, big time money.
How did the Red Wings get all those players? Because how did they get Brett Hull? Money. Because they decided.
This was it.
The checkbook was just like, okay, here, I'll sign the bottom.
You put in the numbers.
You just fill in the number.
Yep. Whatever you want.
Hey, whatever you want. So that's, you know, I mean, if you can buy the best players, sooner or later you're going to win.
Yeah. I mean, but they did, and they played well, and they meshed, which is really kind of weird because they tried to do that same thing with the Tigers. And, you know, that one year that they did, you know, they almost went all the way, and then they did that wholesale change of, I think, 2006, 2007.
Right.
One of those. And it just blew up in their face. You know,
when they had Maglio and
yeah, the guy they had shortstop saying, this is where we need Kenny. But right. Yeah, but it was like
Renteria?
Yeah, Renteria. Yeah. Yeah, that alone you kind of went, uh-oh. You know, and so they just opened up the checkbook and said, I want stars. I don't care if they mesh. And they didn't.
Right.
You know, not at all. That team, I mean, it was weird. It was kind of like the first Bad Boy Championship team where all of a sudden Buddha had to go away. You know, and whoever else. And they thought that, man, what a time that now they're going to rip apart the team. That was unfortunate. I mean, to win a championship and then have expansion?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about bad timing. Because you wonder, what would have happened if they would have kept Buddha? I mean, yeah, they did go back-to-back and stuff like that. But, you know, who did they lose? Did they lose Buddha, lose Mahorn? They lost one of those two.
Yeah, Mahorn went somewhere.
Yeah.
Mahorn went to...
That big butt.
Washington?
Whatever it was.
Yeah, I can't remember offhand, but...
Talking about that, did you see the trade talk of a four-way trade with Detroit and L.A. and Washington and Miami? Because they're talking... I mean, it's weird. Somehow, some way, when the dust settles, you don't have any centers left in Detroit. Drummond is gone. Blake is gone. Reggie is gone. But you get Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard's injured.
Yeah. Well, and it's also expanding contract or ending contract. And somebody else and somebody else. And but then you got first round 2019, first round or second round 2020 protected, and first round 2022. Okay. Hurry. Make that trade. You know? I mean, here's the story. Yeah, you don't have any centers, but guess what? You get out of that handcuffed contract. I mean, it's only too bad because Blake is really busting his ass. I'm surprised he's this far into the season and he hasn't broken down. You know, because normally this is now where he gets injured and he coasts for the rest of the year.
Right.
Which, if you do, then you watch the Pistons tank like a bitch.
Is now, are all of those contracts where they're not paying out any of that, those contracts are just all gone and they're not withholding any.
Yeah, we're not buying. I mean, it's not like Prince Fielder where we give them money. You know, it's like you take that, you take that, you take that.
Because Blake's contract still is 100 and
yeah. Yeah, that's
million.
What I'm saying. Take that trade. I mean, if you get out from underneath him, you get out from underneath Drummond.
Drummond is still owed.
Take that trade.
Well, I have some of the contracts here.
I wish you would bring those up. That's how we segue around here.
Drummond is still owed $56 million.
Yep.
Reggie is still owed $40 million. I didn't put Blake's down because that was such a horrible contract.
Yeah,
I didn't
really
bother putting that one down. But Blake is still owed probably at least 100,
you know,
if not more.
The funny thing is, this is why you can see why. I had a cough there.
Yeah.
Had to be one of the shittiest coaches / general managers of all time, because if you look at Detroit sports, you take a look at contracts. Who has the most crap contracts? Starting five contracts. The Pistons.
Well,
the Tigers got two crappy, I mean, really crappy ones. I mean, they went way out of the way to be crappy. You know,
yeah,
the Wings got a couple, you know.
Well, we can go over some of them right now if you want.
Why, sure.
Who do you want to start with? What team do you want to start with?
I think the worst of the two, yeah, okay, Cabrera, that's awful. But Zimmerman, by far.
Right.
Of all the bad Detroit baseball signings, the Zimmerman is absolutely panic move and awful.
Okay, yeah, he's got 5 years at $110 million. That was in 2016, so 17, 18. So this is 19, so he still owed 3 years for the contract.
Yeah, so what is that, $30 million each, depending on how it's loaded?
Yeah, so you're talking 3 years out of that $110 million, so that's going to be hard to get rid of unless he starts pitching. If he starts pitching better, then there might be a team that might take a flyer on him.
Yeah, but that's $30 million. That's $90 million more. Or no, 30, 60, 90?
No, probably $22 million, $23
million. Per?
Yeah.
All right, so that's $70 million on a broken-down pitcher?
Well, I'm just saying, if he pitches good, then there might be a team that...
Yeah, but are you going to be a starter at 35? I mean, this guy's got some oomph on his shoulders already. You know, he's got some serious mileage. I mean, if he can't get it across the plate and or stay healthy for a whole year, Why would somebody take him for 60 mil?
That's what I'm saying. He's going to have to show that he could actually stay healthy a whole year and get his earn on average below 5.
By that time, then the salary would probably be like 45.
Right.
But still.
But he won't be gone until the trade deadline. So by that time, it'll only be 2.5 years or 2 1/3.
You know, it's not unheard of in the Illich industry or Illich syndicate to buy out contracts. I mean, I don't know what good that would do, but geez, how long can you keep Cabrera? But everybody goes, well, I mean, Cabrera is 35 now, right?
Yep.
So he's going to be here till he's what?
He signed an 8-year, $248 million contract, so he's under contract through 2022.
All right, so 22, so he's got another 3 years here, ish. So he'll be 38, 39. And his body's given out. His body gave out the first time that they were trying to go to the World Series, you know, when we were watching the thing in the garage. You know, it was, you could tell right there and then. I mean, he always gets hurt in August, you know, and then he plays hurt. And then by playing hurt, he just screws up the team. Playing hurt doesn't help your team ever. Never seen that happen. Maybe try to give that one little oomph. You know, but to consistently play and watch, you know, I mean, like Egger did, or like Mr. Martinez did, just went down lower, but yet everyone's going, well, he's just crap, but he's like playing through an injury or something. So say that. Take the 4 weeks off. It's guaranteed money. You know, you have one of the finest health facilities anywhere. Take the time off. You know, get somebody else up. It's like, you know, what's the difference if you're hitting 231 and we get somebody up from Toledo?
That hits 230.
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, but yet.
Then at least you're getting well. Yeah,
I was going to say, then you're on the mend.
Right.
You know, but I mean, that's, I would say at this particular point right now, the Cabrera contract is the worst of all sport. The worst.
Well, then here you go. See, this is what I'm saying. When you start signing these long contracts, you never know what's going to happen because that's already guaranteed money that you've already shelled out.
Yeah. I mean, but this shows you how assholific that the Illich syndicate is. You really thought this guy was going to be hitting at 38, at 35? He was breaking down before this, you know? And you did, I mean, you got happy feet. And what, I mean, can you imagine? There was a couple of times where we both said, trade Cabrera, trade Crinkley back in the day. I mean,
right.
They peaked, you know.
Trade them while they're still hot.
Right before Verlander had his surgery for whatever the hell that was, you know. Trade him then. He was hot enough. I mean, there's you can see like there's a curve where like Miguel got hot, and trade. About the second year away from the golden, you know, the Triple Crown. Bye. Can you imagine what you have gotten? And you would have kept going. He would never have had this. I mean, you think about it. You're sitting on minimalistically, well, not with the other wife, though, now. But $248 million. I'm busting my ass. Why? It's almost human nature to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
But why? You know, and like every year, well, you know, he doesn't talk to anybody. He doesn't, you know, interact. He doesn't do, you know, you don't have to. But at $248 million. Well, it's not your money. Yeah, I know, but he's the one clogging up my team, you know. So go away. Say you, if you're paid that much, you're expected to work that hard, you know. I mean, think about it. I mean, anybody gives anybody in the real world, you know, a 1.3% raise, they expect you to bust it. You know, to go in on days like tomorrow where it's going to be all icy and shit.
Yeah, where you put your ice skates on your car and skate into work.
I'm telling you, man, I'm apprehensive about that. But then you got, you know, Drummond signed for 127. I mean, this is the reason why Van Gundy should be nowhere near any kind of NBA team ever again. Ever again. All these crummy-ass contracts.
Right. So you have, you have Drummond at 127 in 2016. So he still has 2 years left.
Right.
So that's, what, $25 million a year. So there's still $50 million, $56 million left on that one.
Yeah, I mean, really, for a guy that is like the shadow now, I mean, you could tell. I mean, the reason why they got Blake is because they could see that Drummond wasn't a leader. You know, he wasn't the big deal center guy that Van Gundy just wanted to, you know.
He's not the scorer. He's the defensive guy and the rebounder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to pay a guy 20-some million dollars a year just to rebound the ball and
yeah,
play
right.
defense?
And he has no trade? You know, it's like...
Yeah, see, on these contracts, I'm not sure as far as no... they're not mentioning no trade clauses, but...
You know, it was like Paulie and I were talking about, this is almost bad as the Stackhouse Piston era. You know? When Stack was like the guy, but name anybody else on that team. You know? And you got rid of Stackhouse, who was a decent name, mm-hmm. you know, at the time, and I think you got Rip Hamilton for him. What a trade! You know? And I think that's back in the Trader and McCoskey era, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
All right, so there's your GM. There's a guy who actually knows what to do.
Right.
You know, you got to get rid of the Illiches. I mean, as much as everybody bitches about the old lady, you got to get rid of Chris Illich. There is nothing going on, nor will anything be going on. And it always seems like in Detroit Sport Radio, folks are going, well, who do you think is going to win the championship first? How do you know? You know, they go, well, it's going to be the Wings because they're playing their kids right now. Yeah, but they're... 2 points away from the cellar. The cellar. Not just bottom of their Metropolitan League or whatever the hell that is.
Eastern Conference.
The bottom. What the hell is the Metropolitan, by the way? When was that?
They have the Eastern Conference is the Atlantic and the Metropolitan. And the Western Conference is the Central and the Pacific.
Stupid thing. You know? I mean, just the NHL, beautiful game. Fucked up leadership. Hard.
Go back to the 1 versus 8 and 2 versus 7 and 6 versus 3 and 4 versus 5 playoff system, too.
And then
I have
recede.
To get that in while I'm here.
What is it now?
It's
1 and 2?
No, the division, the Atlantic Division and the Metropolitan Division winners play the 2 wild card.
Okay, so that's basically a 1-8. 1-9.
And then 2 versus 3 in each division.
That's stupid.
That's what I'm saying. Their playoff system sucks.
Because
Batman.
Then what? Then 5 plays 6?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
That's what I'm saying. Their system
like,
sucks.
Like the toilet bowl.
That's what I'm saying. And then if the division winner beats the wild card,
yeah,
then they play the winner of the 2 versus 3.
Then what is 6 and 5 doing? All right, so 6 beats 5, then where does that go?
I'm not, see this is what I'm saying.
You almost have to look at it on paper to go,
yeah.
Okay, how does that work again?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that complicated.
They should take the top 8.
Yeah.
The first place team plays the bottom team.
There's no reason to have a wild card. There isn't any.
Well,
except for gouge.
What it should do is the top 8 teams in the Eastern Division make the playoffs. How hard is this, Bettman? You should be paying us to figure this shit out for you. How hard is it?
I mean, because, again, you and I were talking at the worst game ever. How did the NHL go out of their way to screw up so much stuff, which is self-evident? I mean, the NHL has the most liberal playoff system ever. It's like 2 teams don't make it, you know?
Well, there's 16 teams.
Yeah.
In each division.
Right. So 9 make it.
No, 8 make it. And
who's your wild card?
No, 8. That's including the wild card.
Okay.
So 8 make it and 8 don't make it.
Okay.
And 8 make it in one side and seven don't make it on the other side because it's uneven because there's only 31 teams.
I'm trying to think what sport has 50% of the teams going to a playoff. Playoff?
What do you say, Jim Mora? No, but this is what I'm saying. You get 50% of the teams that make the playoffs, and you guys still can't get it right.
You can't get a... I would love to see what the view, what the ratings are for an NHL All-Star game.
I probably not very... A lot of... put it this way, a lot of my friends in the Leaf forums didn't watch the game. And Austin Matthews and John Tavares were in there, and they didn't even watch it. So
I mean, it went from, and one time it's pretty screwed up. It's the All-Stars versus the Stanley Cup winners back in the day,
right?
You know, and then it was East versus West. Okay, that works out. You know, and then it was like U.S. versus Canada for about a day, and then they had that stupid version of where the captains picked all those guys that were on stage, and the last guy got a car.
Phil Kessel from the Maple Leafs.
I wonder why it was
got
the
last his Honda
one.
Civic or whatever the hell it was.
Do they still do it that way?
No.
That was the dumbest thing ever. You know, it was like having a pickup game in junior high. It was embarrassing, frankly. You felt bad for the people that didn't go in the first, you know, couple of rounds. What was the point of that?
Just to try to stir up interest, because then they picked two captains. Ovechkin was one, and I can't remember who the other one was offhand. But
wasn't Lindstrom one?
Maybe it was Lindstrom. They only did it for 1 year, I think.
It was the dumbest damn thing. Gee, why'd they change it up?
Because it was another stupid idea, Bettman. You know, why don't you just let us take care of this, you know, All-Star game / playoff system, because we can figure it out a lot better than you, okay?
It's not that hard to do.
You guys are making this way too complicated.
Yeah, really, to the point where, explain the NHL high, the All-Star game. Three guys play from some... how? How does that work? I mean, I don't even understand it.
What the All-Star game consists of is how you play the 5-minute overtime. They just play that for a whole period.
But how do they pick the three people? I mean, it's not like three guys from Detroit and Jimmy Howard.
No, you know? They just pick like an All-Star team. They have like a captain, like Austin Matthews was the captain of the Atlantic, and Ovechkin was the captain of the Metropolitan. And even Ovechkin said, Fuck you, Batman. I'm not even going to show up. And he took a game suspension for it because he didn't even want to go.
Good for him, man.
But anyway, the fans voted for captains for each division.
Yeah.
And then I guess the captains and the coaches picked the final rosters.
Okay, but then what happens then? Three guys go over the board?
Right. And then whatever the
goaltender is?
Yeah, and then they pick three goaltenders, and each one plays each period. They play three periods.
It can't be this complicated. I mean, it really isn't. It's like, here's your All-Star East, here's your All-Star West. And really, and like we talked last week, your All-Star game's worth a damn anymore. Do you care? You know, do millennials care? Do anybody coming up care? You see these people on your NHL package. You see these people on TV. You see them on NBC.
SN.
You know, you see them all over the place. It doesn't matter anymore. You know, these people come into, well, if you go, you'll watch it on TV, you know?
I mean, you know, the hockey fan that I am, I watch the game. The All-Star game. I watch the All-Star game, and there's absolutely no defense. I mean, the goaltenders are like, oh, look it. There's three of their team coming down the ice with the puck, and my three guys are sitting at the bench having a Caesar Supreme. I mean, that's basically the game. All it is a scoring fest. I mean, put it this way. Jimmy Howard gave up I don't know how many goals. You know, the poor guy's just...
normal.
Yeah. But, I mean, the goaltenders were like, oh, crap.
You know what?
Here they come again.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's normal for Jimmy. He should know by now.
Well.
You know, he doesn't have any defense there anyways.
Well, but I'm just saying, you know, if I was a goalie, I'd be like, please don't pick me. Because it is. Because I'd just be there just to be, you know, they might as well just take the Target logo and put it on my shirt.
I think the only reason why they go is because these guys get like a kick in on the contract that they make the All-Star team.
Oh, yeah. There's probably certain players that if they go to the All-Star game, they get an extra $50,000 or whatever. But, I mean, most of these guys are...
Yeah, it's like we talked about it last week. I mean, the guys that play the All-Star games are the ones that are too stupid to get out of it. You know, and nobody plays hard because nobody wants to get hurt, you know?
Yeah, you don't see nobody going down blocking any shots.
No.
You see anybody going and taking a slap shot? Man, no. They're heading for the bench, grabbing a piece of pizza or something because they're getting the hell out of the way. I mean, to take that back, I don't even think I saw a slap shot in that whole game.
No, that's what I'm saying. Try to find an NBA game. It's like, you know, the Denver Nuggets of back in the day when they had Iverson. What defense? All games are 122 to 134. You know, I mean, just like Pistons had yesterday, 122. It's something about Denver. They just can't play D. Right. You know, they try to outrun you. But again, what All-Star game do they try and what All-Star game do you care about anymore?
The All-Star game for basketball is like the Pistons-Denver game that went into like five overtimes.
Yeah.
The 186.
That was, yeah.
Except they do it in four quarters instead of all the overtimes.
You know, I just happen to think, what was the year of the NHL All-Star game where the fans voted in that dude, you know, with the beard, and he wasn't supposed to be there? This was only a couple of years ago.
John Scott.
Yeah, and then he went directly to the minors after that.
That was 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, right.
2 or 3 years. Well, right before they went to the... Or that was the first year they went to the 3-on-3, I think.
Was it? I thought it was before that.
Or it might have been.
It was
a couple of years ago.
But still, I mean, that made some excitement. That was a great storyline. You went there to cheer somebody. This, you don't give a damn.
Right.
This is something that it's almost like a video game.
Right.
You know?
And now that guy's retired, John Scott.
Really? Yeah. How many years did he play? Two?
Well, he was in the league for a few years before that, but then... After he went to the minors, he was only brought up a couple times, and then he retired.
Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, you're one of the greatest stories of hockey. The everyman wins once. You know, I mean, MVP, the whole nine yards, people were crying. I mean, it was just like, it was a wonderful, wonderful story. How this guy, I don't know even how he got voted in. It was just like somebody said, look, let's vote for this guy.
Yeah, and everyone was like, yeah, let's. They stuffed the ballot box for him. He was playing for... Arizona.
Yeah. And then, because they didn't want, because they were trying to figure out how not to get him to play.
Right.
Because I remember they tried to offer him money and stuff like that. Don't play, don't play, don't play, which is awful.
I think right before the All-Star game, he was traded to Montreal and he was sent to the minors or something.
Yeah. And it was really a shit time for him. So he figured, hey, man, I'm just going to go all out now. It was the greatest story in hockey in a very, very long time that's itching for. A great story. You know, as much as all the great stories of all the young kids in Edmonton and all that stuff never, never, ever pans out, you know. But what does pan out is, all right, my man, you got a whole minute. What didn't we cover in this big book that you wrote today that Kenny was supposed to come by and talk about?
Wow. Man, got 1 minute here?
Well, you got Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
I don't get that one at all, but just going to go to L.A.
Well... We can go to...
Here's the story. We'll save the Super Bowl for next week.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get something that we won't all talk about. Well, we can talk about the University of Michigan. As
Loser.
Basketball team has dropped to number 7 in the rankings. And Michigan State has dropped to number 9 because both of them in the past week have lost.
Yeah. And not all that convincingly that they was even close.
Right. And we'll end with a Maple Leaf story.
Boo!
The Toronto Maple Leafs have signed Austin Matthews to a 5-year contract extension worth $11.6 million a year.
Boo!
So they got one of the big guns signed. Now they just have to get Mitch Marner and Kasperi Kapanen and... Andreas Janssen and Jake Gardner signed, and I don't know where in the hell they're getting all the money for that shit, but we'll have to worry about that later. So.
That's right, but what we have to worry about now is getting the heck out of here, because it's that time. So, come see us on Podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N. We are there all the time. All you have to do is put CKIW in the little box, and it'll take you down to our logo. Click the button, and you will see all of our shows, including the one today. Or if you wait a half day, we'll be on iTunes. I don't know why there's a half day delay. Anyways, so for the super CPA who is not here today, stuck in Detroit.
We'll double check on him, make sure he's okay.
Yeah. And for our sport director, Mark Milicek, John Syra, we will see you next week on the Detroit Sports Authorities. See ya.
Bye.